Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Brown & Crouppen Morning After on KPN-TFM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, the Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
707 in St. Louis, you are listening to TMA, and it's presented to you by Brown & Crouppen. Welcome, friends, to the Mungin' Ass St. Louis Acura, Mungin' Ass Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. Timothy Michael McKernan, Douglas Elvin, Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Strode, the Plowhawk, and Action Jackson with you. And we invite you to call in and talk it over with us. Imagine being able to call in and talk to superstars.
Has to be a thrill for people.
I would imagine. Collier and Thompson phone lines allow you to do that. I know a lot of you ladies get up and pull out the Hitachi magic wand and watch. Now you could talk to us and allow you to experience getting there with our voices in the background. 636-9004, TMA. Or you can just text in your personal attacks via the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty text inbox, 314-881-TMA5. And email in for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Have a great penultimate show, fellas. That's from Just Don't Press Push. You like that, Doug? Penultimate?
No, I don't.
Last show is tomorrow. Do you like the term penultimate?
I don't. What would you say? Next to the last.
I think that's the first time I've heard it.
It's kind of
from,
a needless
Just
term.
Don't Press Push. He uses it, and I think it's wonderful.
Yeah. Wouldn't you say just next to last? Doesn't that make it more clear?
Man, it is emotional, though, thinking about
Six
hours of radio. Oh, of course. It's like my life.
Huh. You're having second thoughts.
Oh,
no,
done.
Hell no. My prime year from...
You're not leaving.
I am leaving.
Oh.
But this is the... what was the name of the defensive coordinator from Missouri who tweeted out the gif of DiCaprio and Wolf of Wall Street and then left 2 days later? I'm not going
anywhere.
Blake
Baker.
Great gift, though. Mm-hmm. One of the best ones.
It is.
And then he left.
That's right.
So this is your penultimate show.
That's a good... Yeah, I'm glad to add that to my...
Are your takes going to get hotter on Twitter now, or will they still be the same temperature?
I think they may get hotter. I mean...
Might as well let it rip now. Yeah, you don't have to worry.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm telling. We were on a nice little dog walk last night. I told Madison, it's so freeing. I'm kind of...
Really?
Because Hubbard has been saying, hey, best not tweet out that criticism of John Mozeliak.
By the way, you guys are both wearing the Hold This and the Born underneath.
Oh, we are. Yes. Maybe we're going slutting together
no,
after the show.
No, we're not.
And Doug got an erotic button down.
You guys got three-quarter zips.
Erotic button down.
We do have three-quarter zips as well. Doug's wearing khakis. I'm wearing navy shorts, ladies.
You guys are, man.
Yeah, but today is Pro-Am Day for the J. Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. The public gets to play the course with the field, and it's always an honor for the public to get a chance and the talent.
You won't talk to any of them, will you?
No.
You playing
I'll just be working. Me? I've got children responsibilities. Ted Drews, Plowhawk, we're heading there, right?
Oh, I'm going there.
Yeah.
I may head out after Gateway.
Ted Drews?
Yeah, we got a 12:06, and Plowsy said it's 18 minutes away.
Okay.
So I think that's about right.
12:06, I should be done by 5. Really?
Okay. What? So, Doug, you say balls in the air 11:30?
I never say that. No.
Balls in the air 11:30. Me, Iggy, Mr. Licks, and the Pope. My son has an event on Sunday, at 5.
Oh, you're gonna make it for sure.
Think so?
We had a slow foursome in front of us when Licks, KG, and Jackson, myself. I think we played in under 5. Correct, Jackson?
But 5 hours gets me to 4:30, and then I got to drive, and I got to get them there.
But you're not going to have many people, if any, in front of you, depending on
no,
how
I've
Sean...
already been contacted by the gentleman who booked the 11:21 tee time so he could... watch us play.
Well, you can just tell that jack wagon, hey,
I'm upset with that.
Well, you can tell that guy, hey, I have a certain time, so if you could, just move along. I don't see a big issue whatsoever.
Turn that down! Turn that down!
You watching a video during a take?
I pulled up the weather, and KMOV has a video that came up.
It's Channel 4's fault.
Yeah. Don't you know I'm going to pull you up during the show to turn that thing down? But I was reading... I don't understand any of these terms. Our first round of storms will arrive in the morning. Those storms are expected to be mostly below severe level. Still some small hail and wind gusts are possible. There's a batch of rain, blah, blah, blah. The question is whether the atmosphere can recover enough storm fuel for the stronger afternoon. What is storm fuel?
Well, I like that term, Doug.
I suppose storm that fuel. Would be moisture in the air coupled with heat and wind and things that create a storm.
I think we're going
to... I see a high of 79, a low of 67. Big fan of that.
Love it.
40% chance of precipitation. Now, Saturday, it has the hawk emoji. Oh. But that's not our concern outside of Doug. I think it might firm out the greens. And I know you like to fire darts.
Yeah, with precision.
Thank you. So now it might firm out the greens for Sunday.
You know, Sunday is 40% chance with 82, I have.
I heard they're talking about possible violent storms Sunday afternoon. Like possible... high winds, thunderstorms, tornadoes.
What do we do?
Nasty stuff. Later Sunday.
Oh, my guess is we're not getting a drop.
I hope not.
Wow.
I guess. But, Tim, if you got to get out of there, you're going to be under pressure to close out your match quickly.
Or
now, you understand match play like the rest of us don't.
Yeah, if you're down two going into eight,
it might just say,
shut
Pope,
it down.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Especially
good luck the rest of the way.
Carts on path. That's going to take.
Well, that is really in your kitchen, that carts on path thing.
But it takes longer to play.
It could be a factor for you.
I know.
You,
well, I mean, I'll just walk.
Speed walk, man. Yeah.
But I usually do walk. But, Doug, as you know, I have a lower back injury from the simulator in February.
Yeah. And a finger.
Get a pole cart then.
Finger's feeling better, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. Did that stuff pull the splinter
right
out of there?
I guess it did, but it's certainly not puffy. Here, this is also for the ladies and the guys who have to finger themselves.
Ah! Here, I'll put mine up too. Yeah. I sliced my finger last night.
You got an injury. I think he's got an injury. Mr. Licks has become the favorite.
What did you do?
I was slicing some green peppers and I cut my finger.
Okay.
Right on the top.
Was that a hunting knife incident right before the.
No, it was the Rustoff. Those things
it
are sharp.
Happened on Matheny with Rick Ankiel. 24
and just
years
the tip
ago.
Of it. I was cutting and then I just. Sheet. It wouldn't stop bleeding for like an hour.
Sheet. I like that.
So I don't know. That could be a factor.
Oh, how about this? Tim, take this into consideration. The Poplar Street Bridge will be closed this weekend for repaving.
Oh, no.
I think the only way back into St. Louis is the Stan Musial Bridge. That's from Baloo the Bear.
Well, that's a nice thing to know because many of us would have taken the Poplar Street Bridge.
What bridge is that?
So we'll be rerouted to the Stan Musial Bridge over there?
Yeah.
I just take 40 to 55 north. Is that Poplar Street Bridge?
Yeah, that's the bridge
Poplar
over it. Yeah, but you
just south of the arch is Poplar Street.
Just keep going straight. Take, what is that, Washington Laclede Landing Road, and then get on.
Yeah, that one.
I mean, what is that, the MLK Bridge, then? Is that the MLK?
That goes by Casino Queen.
But you can still get to Gateway from there, right?
Oh, yeah.
My GPS girl will tell me where to go.
Leaving early during Darren's last weekend would be crazy. It's from Todd Reising.
What do you mean? It's not my last weekend of life.
Tim,
I mean, I'm still alive. I'm still going to be a part of the show, and I'd much rather. He has a child.
And Tim will be in front of him anyway.
Are you playing right behind me, Blog?
I guess we're the next foursome.
Oh, is that right?
Are we, or is it Jackson?
There's one in between.
Okay,
us,
so yeah.
I'm sure KG will be the second group.
Yeah.
We're the other cookie in the Oreo.
Right. Jackson, what are the... Are you behind...
Have it up right here. So feature group of Tim and the Pope and Iggy and Licks at 11:30, 11:39. KG and O-Town Steve and then me and Mr. Siders, 11:39. And 11:40.
You don't like the teacher.
Of course.
He'll be right behind you, maybe hitting into you.
Ooh. Well, you think you'd put people that are part of the show. Right?
He is a part of the show.
We are. We're right there. Eads Bridge. Thank you, Susan.
I mean, I don't care. I'm not going to be looking behind me. People in front of me better be looking.
Oh. You're going to be firing in?
No, we're in a hurry.
Well, I'm not saying, listen,
this is my own situation. I don't want you or Licks or the Pope to feel like you got to move along. You know,
well,
whatever.
I'm not going to play in front of you.
But, I mean, it's to play a five-hour round is certainly, you know, reasonable, unfortunately. But it's just reasonable, and that's 4:30. So.
Maybe not. With match play, a lot of we'll be picking up and won't finishing holes.
What winds up happening is people look for balls, and they go over the allotted time, and I understand
Then you call
that.
A stroke. You call penalty.
Yeah, I'm gonna,
I know, but, I mean, who's going to really, like, go, hey, it's 3 minutes, you're up. You know,
I will.
All right. Well,
I think I will, too.
I look forward to that happening.
I think me and Todd.
Well, anyway, this is my own situation. You, Pope, Licks shouldn't have to deal with it. So if I have to, you know, withdraw, so be it. But I will play. Just might withdraw.
The proper picking up and gimme etiquette also saves time as well. If you're putting for three and somebody's hitting from the fescue 60 yards out for five, you probably are done. So you pick that up. You don't have to wait the extra 5 minutes to have him hit out. You got to putt out.
But what usually happens is there's also a group in front of you. You look, and they're still not off the tee yet. And you think, well, we might as well finish the hole. Why are we going to pick up and go stand behind them while they wait?
Not when there's just him and there's some person who booked a tee time for viewing purposes in front of them. I don't think they're could be waiting at tee boxes.
Well, the people in front of us are listeners, so they should know better to get out of the way.
Oh, I just
they should get out of your way. They probably paid to play.
Well, they're listeners. They booked a tee time just so we could watch Tim. Have a little courtesy. We're in a hurry. Get out of the way.
They're not going to do
that. Saying that out loud sounds even weirder than thinking about it.
Imagine when I got the email.
Yeah, the email's the worst.
It doesn't matter how fast you play if there are groups in front of you. That's from the Loomster.
That's what I just said.
The Pope isn't about that looking for a ball for 10-minute crap. If he doesn't find it in about a minute, he moves on. Well, that's Alan Dade. Well, the Pope, I think, played college golf, so he understands how the rules are set to keep the pace of play going.
And what's the penalty on a lost ball? Is it one
they
shot?
Play it for this tournament, you play it lateral. So let's say you hit it into the crap, you know, whatever it is. I don't know if it's burned out at this time of year.
It's completely burned out.
Oh, you just
out.
Played it, so you know. So it's burned out.
Burned
okay.
out, yeah.
So it's burned out. So proximate point of entry, and then you drop at approximate point of entry, and now you're hitting three.
There are some areas.
On a white stake, which at Gateway I think is more often on your right than left, but I think we play it lateral, right? On a white stake, if you're playing by the rules, you re-tee, so you should hit a provisional if you think it might have gone out of bounds on a white stake, and now you're hitting three from the tee. Or the USGA came up with a rule about 5 years ago that you can drop at approximate point of entry, and then you're hitting four. I don't think most people play it that way, but that's the actual way that it's played. And if you want to move your handicap up, play it that way.
And it's hard because when it is burned out, you got half shown balls like all plugged.
Yeah, I know.
And people are like, oh, I found it. It's like, no, that's actually a half of a, half a ball.
If you're not a fan of how I set up the tournament, feel free to take a break from relaxing and do it yourself next time.
Hey.
Doug, that is Chairman Kurt.
I didn't see any problem with the way you're setting it up. Just
the tee times? Are you mad at the tee times?
I don't care.
You expressed a concern earlier.
I was kidding. I don't care who plays behind us. He probably did it so he can get some footage, which is fine.
Todd Reesing is back. I'm just saying it would be crazy to withdraw, given the Darren situation. Last day for a guy who's been around for years. It's from Todd Reesing.
Mm-hmm. We're not playing Friday. We're playing Sunday. It will already be his 2 days into his retirement.
Oh, no.
Well, then you don't understand pitching, and that's okay.
Can I say that again?
I'm sorry.
That could be a dream me and Tim have.
That'll be me and Licks. So you don't understand match play.
I'll never see you again.
I know, right?
I text with Joe and the non-gay. Like, I maybe even more now that they're not on the show.
It's like I'm terminal. It's like after Sunday,
you're dead.
Darren's not here.
Mm-hmm. I apologize for going to my son's event.
I encourage
for
you,
this
actually.
Net golf
tournament.
I would have understood if you didn't have to play at all.
This match was set up a long time ago. You should dictate your family outings according to this.
That's how they think.
Tim, will you be available for ruling since no one else knows how to play match play? That's from Zach's wife, Gummy.
I have a feeling each group is going to probably
make their own rules.
Tweak the original rules a little bit. And honestly, it's hard to every group. It's not like they have a marshal on every hole.
If you're just playing head up with one other person, then I suppose it's not the worst thing in the world if the two of you come to some agreement as to how you're going to play it.
Do
right?
you approve of that?
What's that?
God bless.
I think I'm with Doug
agree
as well.
Agree to do what?
Like play it like
Doug was just saying.
Well, I just heard him say that I think if they both agree. That,
right.
Well, agree to what?
Agree to some kind of rule that comes up.
Well, what rule?
Well, any sort
right,
of thing
you hit
that
it out
comes
of bounds,
up.
Say, we don't take strokes.
No, let's say you're in the rough, but there's a bunch of crap next to it, and you're in a mud pit, and say, hey, you mind if I move this back, like, you know, a half of a foot to this
yes,
patch? Move
I'd
it
say,
back,
go
not
ahead.
Move it up.
Who cares?
Or, you know, because already the gimme putts are up to the group discretion anyways. Yeah. It's not like it's mandatory within 2 feet. Some people give 4 or 5 footers to people. Mm-hmm. So I think the group already kind of dictates some of the nuances to the rules.
Yeah. All right, so if a group behind us says...
Oh man!
All right. Well,
I'm sorry.
We're gonna hit a breakfast ball. I know we're not supposed to, but we decided.
Yeah, do
we're
we have mulligans
hit
or
breakfast
not?
Balls?
No.
So you'd want to hit mulligans for your team? I mean, that's kind of stupid. Play by the rules, everybody.
Well, if two guys are playing each other and they both agree to take a breakfast ball, what's it hurt?
That's what I think I'm with Doug. Because each round, you and your opponent are going to have to agree to these set rules. By the way, Reesing, breakfast ball, I'm all for on hole one, just depending on the vibe.
Oh,
I don't
want to
hold anybody up. I don't want to hold anyone up just shooting one into the crap on one and having to take another one while people are just sitting
so
there.
If a group decides we're going to tee it up in the rough, go ahead and do it.
If two guys do, I
think up to a point. I think I'm with Iggy, too. It is up to a point. It's just the original rules, you kind of tweak them a little bit, not completely bulldoze.
No, but let's understand this is, by nature, a shishawali golf.
If I see somebody tee up in the fairway, I'm getting pissed.
This is not super serious. Oh, my God, we're really playing for high stakes here.
I don't care how we're having fun, but you can still follow the rules. I mean, you got to protect the field.
Got to protect the field.
How is the field affected?
Integrity of this is at stake right now.
You got a guy, this guy could be the favorite for the tournament, and him and his player say, yeah, we'll roll it in the rough, and this guy wins. He has a chance to get knocked out. But by rolling on the rough, he won 2 holes and he advanced. He could have been knocked out.
But then, in order to win it, he's going to have to agree to those same rules with the next
rules
opponent.
Will be the same for both players.
The other opponent probably won't.
Again, I'm not running this thing. I don't care. You guys do what you want. I followed rules.
You're mad already, angry.
No, I'm playing.
Four
my
days out, three.
You guys can tee it up in the fair if you want. Get tees.
No one has said we're going to tee it up in the fairway.
I've never
if you both agree to it, why not?
Something crazy will come up.
Have you teed it up in the fairway ever?
My dad.
Maybe
used to
when I was 8 years old.
I don't know if I have, but I really want to give it a shot.
Yeah.
That's enough. From Chairman Steve in Wildwood, Doug, and he's my pick in our office pool.
Okay.
We're talking about a tournament, so what are we going to shut up about?
It's a Shishawali event for $2,500. Play by the rules, Fats! That's from our champion, Dogtown Ty.
Yeah,
issuing,
I agree with that.
Issuing his
Can
statement.
I ask something that's probably been said 1,000 times, but I
I'm
do want to
I'm taking questions.
Now.
Doug is not.
Mm-hmm.
So are we in the rough? Let's say it's thick. We can't roll it up in the rough, but we could roll it up in the fairway?
Yes.
Like if you land in a divot or in a mud patch.
Those are the rules.
Okay. But in the rough, it play it as it lies.
Play it
regardless.
Down.
Okay, play it down. All right. That's good to know. And I'm fine with those rules.
Okay.
Teeing it up in the fairway on hole 4, 8,
it's okay
13,
if the other guy didn't see you.
Period.
That's so good.
Yeah, if you're behind a tree and guy's not looking, just make up your own rule. Just roll it out.
We call that a foot wedge.
Iggy,
yeah,
you're
sure.
Playing Gateway today. Funny, I didn't get a text. That's from Chairman Kurt.
Why would you get a text?
Damn.
I didn't set up the tee time. Florida Flower did.
Oh, the Flower.
No.
Did he get in the field?
Yeah, I was worried. Because Flower called me. He goes, you watching this? I go, no. He goes, oh, there's only like 4 picks left. My name hasn't been called. I said, I don't know. Then his name was called, like the second to last person picked, I think.
Oh, the show or Plowhawk, you guys were wearing suits, the suit that's still
I need to grab that for my last day.
Yeah, don't
that's
leave
my
it
burial
here.
Suit, so.
Yeah.
Obviously getting cremated on Sunday, so.
That's the one you're going to get buried?
Play the ball down, cowards! That's from Tervis Parish.
No, well, we stop. Are. That isn't the rule, right?
Well, it's not being played down. I mean, it's being rolled in the fairway, but I don't. You know.
And I suggest
your reasoning
that.
For that, Iggy, is at Gateway there's a lot of divots.
A lot of people don't know how to replace divots, and they're not used to playing on bent grass, and they bring up divots that are 8 feet long, and they don't replace them. And it's not fair if you roll into one of those, you got to hit out of it. And these we're 10 to 20 handicappers. You can't hit out of divots, so just roll in the fairway.
Why are the pros giving them a hard time?
Because they're jealous right now. They
why are they jealous? They hasn't done anything yet. What are they jealous of?
Just screaming. You must have had a tough day.
Chairman Curt has issued this statement regarding the event on Sunday, Doug. It is the Jennings Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. I think the most important rule for Sunday is that if it's carts on path, you need to go ahead and keep the carts on the path. This is a non-negotiable rule. It's the chairman.
Penalty stroke if you get off the path?
I don't know. I wonder what the penalty is.
Loss of hole, I guess.
DQ? DQ?
Well, you lose that hole that you go off the path on.
Well, you may want to put that on the fan page, because...
But you're not on there. You wouldn't see it.
I ain't got... Remember the screenshot bandits.
Well, it's not a rule I need to follow.
Why wouldn't you have to follow it?
I said it's a rule that I don't have to worry about following. If it's carts on path, I stay on the path.
Oh, I don't know.
You want to Photoshop carts off the path and say, that's me, go ahead.
Yeah, we have video of a track that was left at Normandy. Like
Tim, who's paying Iggy to play Gateway today? That is from Brad in Boca.
Not me.
Like Cletus is bankrolling this?
I think Florida had a pass, and he said, I got a pass if you want to play. I said, yeah, play.
He's got a first down. Every first down for the Rams, our announcer says, St. Louis, you scream,
first down.
Oh, Ram rule three.
Gosh.
I don't know if KG wants to comment on this. I'll just leave it at this, and if he wants to go further on it, but I know he was trying to get somebody to do the T announcing on Sunday. I don't know whether that happened or not. Maybe I'll have to call.
Call, please. Now driving. Ken Strode.
No, I'm off first. I don't have time to sit around and talk to everybody.
Of course. Can we get that guy?
Is that Cousin Eddie?
Cousin Eddie, Stingrays guy.
I was just told he tried to get somebody, but I don't know if it's my position to say who he was trying to get.
Don't say it. We will talk about it off air, though. That's a tease for us.
It's a surprise?
Doug.
That's a tease for us.
Well, unless he wants to say something.
What do you think? It's like Costas, Joe Buck, Al Michaels?
Well, one of those.
Neither one of them got back to us, but those were our first.
Someone's going to stand there for hours on the first tee and announce that to nobody?
I do believe Gateway does have.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Now, when you say nobody, what do you mean?
There's not going to be a crowd there.
I think it's going to be funny, the last group, because then they're going to be just randoms behind them waiting for this huge group of 65 players to get done with whatever they're doing.
I do believe Jay Sr. did it our first year.
Yeah. He did it at he did it at Normandy a couple times, too, right? He sat in a chair. So. Oh, my God. That was great.
With no crowd?
Actually, I think there was a crowd.
Does he have a
Mr. Microphone or something? A portable little microphone?
It was one of those to where it was a megaphone, but it also had like a cord attached to it with like the CB. Perker, perker, non, non. But Jay Sr., whatever he touches in terms of the mic, turns to gold. So he was fantastic when he did it.
Yeah. Well, that'd be a nice touch.
Maybe we can get Randy. Randy Carricker's got a great voice.
What a waste of time.
It's immediately what I thought, Doug. Yeah. It's like we were having telepathy.
Absolute waste of
Sunday
a person's
afternoon.
Day.
I'd like rage if I even was asked.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely think we should ask somebody.
This has got to be the last year of the Fan Page Club Championship. Play by the rules! Oh. That's from Chuck Vindaloo in the YouTube chat.
Okay.
I'm with you, Chuck.
So you are going to play by the rules, but you don't think the field is.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going on behind me, but if people I know, it happened one year. I was playing with a group in the third round, and he's in the fairway, and he's rolling it. And I told the other guy, I said, I don't know if you do what you want. I said, but it's a penalty. He's not rolling. He's rolling it in the rough. He goes, oh, we agreed to do that. I said, okay.
You had a problem with it.
Now, why would that upset
you? Yeah, followed by the rules. Everybody should play by the rules.
If I see somebody doing that, I just don't care enough.
No, I don't.
Because
either.
If it's like an event to where you're competing against this person, then I get it. But I'm 100% with Doug, where you're playing an individual person, so each of those people have to agree each round with whoever you're playing.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about, you know, teeing it up or giving 20 footers for
Eagle. Me neither. Yeah.
Everybody should be given a rule book.
Are you going to be mad through this entire tournament?
That would be a great collectible item.
I don't know all the rules. I know that, I was playing Callahan in the quarters, and if I win, I'm in the semis. And I was choked, man. I was.
You get nervous when you putt.
No, I was four up with five holes to go, and it got dark, and we had to stop, or it was raining.
Remember that Rory 2014 Valhalla? That's what people were saying. It reminded them.
It was raining so bad.
Nutted it. Absolutely nutted.
And we agreed, you can't play in this. It's just pouring. And we waited and waited and waited and wouldn't stop. Now there's puddles in the fairway. And I said, we'll pick a day. We'll come back and finish it. Unless you just want to forfeit because you're four down with five to go. We came back and he ended up winning like four of the next five holes. And we went to a playoff. But there's one hole. It was.
Doug, let's pull up the. You have a shot tracer?
No.
Doug has the shot tracer.
I don't remember what
hole. Is that a newer point?
I went long over the green.
Never mind all that. But what's the playoff protocol? What do you do when you have a playoff?
You go to the first tee and you replay.
You got to play another hole?
Yeah.
What if somebody's getting a seed?
Well, I lost a match once to a Shack lady. In the
Doug, because, pull up the 2018 Fan Page Club Championship.
Because I believe
Iggy versus Billy Shack lady.
Yeah, I was getting a pop on hole one.
I don't need a long-winded explanation.
What's long-winded?
I've been wanting to be like him.
I just want to know what happens. Because there's going to be other people playing. You can't just automatically step on the first tee. There could be another group playing at the first tee.
It makes a good point.
There was.
Bet.
And what we did is we went up and said, Cletus is my caddy. I said, you go take care of it. And he goes, excuse me, we got the Fan Page Club Championship going on. We're on a playoff. Can we go ahead of you?
People know.
And they said, yeah.
So why don't you just go to the putting green and have a putt-off or something?
Well, again, I'm not making the rules.
But I'm asking what the rules are.
You should get a pop. But Shack Lady said, no, in playoffs you don't get any more pops. So I didn't get a pop. And I got a five. He got a four.
Oh, my God. You should have been moving on to two.
I lost. But I should have gotten a pop.
So whose fault was that?
Well, nobody's fault. We didn't know the rules.
You were cheated again.
So what is the rule, Chairman Kurt, on pops in a playoff situation? Doug, you know many of these matches with the caliber of play are going to go to a playoff.
So just have a playoff.
A lot of them do.
You can't expect to interrupt the people, a new group that's on the first tee. Say, excuse me, we're more important than you. Get out of the way.
Well, let's just flip a coin then, Doug.
Andy in St. Peter says, no pops in a playoff sitch. The players already received all their pops during the Regulation 18. That's Andy, and he's in St. Peter's.
Yeah, that's what I thought when Shaq Letty said it. I said, it makes sense. But then somebody said, no, you get a pop in the playoffs.
If you're popping on one at Gateway, you're very bad at golf.
Well, this is
at Normandy, and if you don't know anything about Normandy, hole one is the number one handicap hole.
So. Yeah, and it's all about the blue tees because the white tees are about 150
Dude,
yards.
The white
up.
Tees are so easy. If you get over that hill, you're like 80
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you got like a little 58 in. It's the Mungin S. St. Louis Acura, Mungin S. Burkhardt, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour, stlouisacura.com, altontoyota.com. Work with the great Jamie Burkhardt, Clayton Patterson, Peter Mungin S. And then in the service department, Ryan Seiberg, and Jamie has this special offer going on right now for TMA listeners, and that is $589 a month, no money down for a 48-month lease of a 2024 Acura MDX Premium. That's right, no money down, $589 a month. That's what you get from stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com, sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour and the Mungin S Daily Fantasy Sports Showdown. Doug, our title sponsor is known as Brown & Crouppen.
And they want to help you out if you've been involved in some sort of injury accident that was not your fault. If you have a potential personal injury claim, Brown & Crouppen. Crouppen is a local law firm here to serve you. Terry Crouppen, Andy Crouppen, Ed Herman, they are the principals. And they are part of a legal team that includes 250 legal professionals. They've grown to become one of the largest personal injury firms in the Midwest. They have somebody who would be perfect for your case. Give them a call. Anything that's happened to you that was not your fault, maybe a distracted driver, or you've been involved in an accident involving a truck, or some sort of negligence at work, Brown & Crouppen is there to help you out. They'll give you a free evaluation. They work on a contingency basis. No upfront cost to you. If you don't get paid, they don't get paid. And they've won more than $1 billion in compensation for their clients. If you think you may need Brown & Crouppen services, I'll give the number now for you to call. It's an easy one. 314-222-2222. Or you go to brownandcrouppen.com and make sure to let them know you heard about it here on TMA. They are simply the best at many past clients and employees who would tell you the same. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Past results are no guarantee of future results. And every case is different and must be judged on its own accord.
How does $1,000 off Invisalign sound to you? Well, that's what you can get from our new sponsor here on TMA, 100 West Dental. 100 West Dental. Built brand new offices with the most modern of technology, with a patient experience at the front of the mind. And so that allows them to do this for you. If you are on the fence about Invisalign, they have a digital scanner there that can show you a simulation of what it will look like before you even go through with it. And so what that allows you to do is find out how it would look and then make the decision. And then you mention my name and you get $1,000 off Invisalign with 100 West Dental. It's 100westdental.com or call 636-585-0100. It's 100 West Dental. 100 West Dental, one of the very few dental offices that offer virtual consultations with the doctor and then $1,000 off Invisalign.
I've had that Invisalign.
Oh, did you really?
It works great.
God bless.
It doesn't hurt, and it really works. And you can take the trays on and off, and you go in every month or so and get a slightly different tray to move the teeth more in the direction you need to go.
It is amazing. The technology has helped in so many aspects, especially in dental. I mean, you have to be terrified. Now it's just the easiest, painless process imaginable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really is crazy. The 10, 15 years ago, it was completely different
process. 100westdental.com is the website, or call 636-585-0100. But with 100 West Dental, you never have to make a call. No phone calls needed to get in. Just check the calendar online for availability and book right then and there. Mention my name. $1,000 off an Invisalign package, 100westdental.com. That's 100 West Dental, new sponsor here on TMA. Jackson, tell people about Mark Hanna. He's with Evergreen Wealth Strategies.
Yeah, Mark Hanna. I work with Mark Hanna myself. Anytime I talk with him, I realize, this is a guy who gets it. I really do look forward to any call I have with Mark Hanna. He's a really sharp guy. He has a ton of financial wisdom, of course. You've heard him on this program, whether it be Wednesday presenting JR or just talking it over with the fellas. You can tell this guy has a lot of financial wisdom, but it's the way he effectively communicates with his clients that sets him apart. That's a big reason why I work with him. But he'll tell you, you just need a financial advisor, even if it's not him. You need somebody in your corner helping you out with your financial future. Call Mark Hanna today.
You can call at 314-889-0503. That's 314-889-0503. Or go online at evergreenstl.com. That's Mark Hanna, Evergreen Wealth Strategies. And I think Plowhawk, Iggy, and myself will at least at some point today be at Ted Drew's, because today is the day of their 95th birthday celebration at the location on Chippewa. It goes on from 3 to 7 p.m. They have 95-cent cones in honor of 95 years in business. Local food will be complimentary. Complimentary snacks from local favorites, including Donut Drive-In, Old Vienna Chips, Gus's Pretzels, and Steve's Hot Dogs. There'll be family-friendly activities such as music, face painting, and Fred Bird will be in attendance. Plowhawk, I'm hoping for a picture of you with Fred Bird. Maybe you can wear a bow tie and a cardigan over your
shoulders. I may wear my Fowler jersey. Respect all the great signings.
If they're giving away free food with cheap ice cream cones and Fred Bird, there's going to be 150,000 people.
I'm excited about that, though, too.
150,000 people.
Because we're going to sign. Obviously, we're going to have people everywhere.
We're going to sign. I have glossy.
Congratulations to Steve, too. He's on the cover of RFT magazine, Steve's Hot Dogs.
Oh, really?
Steve's Hot Dogs. Okay, I thought you were talking about Stephen Wildwood.
I was like, yeah, me too. I was like, damn, his appraisal business must be booming.
What happened?
Just for his career.
Oh, okay.
Entrepreneur, rock and roller.
I didn't know if there was like an award for being...
No, just the urge and Steve's Hot Dogs.
God bless.
That's what I like about St. Louis is all the local businesses kind of help each other out.
There is a little ecosystem there, Plowhawk. Mm-hmm. You're right. It's Ted Drew's, 95 years in business today from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Chippewa location. That's 6726 Chippewa. Take the family there. My son, Dougie, has baseball practice at 5.
Oh, does he?
So I don't know if we go right after Skewel.
What position is he playing?
At this point, it's just you go here, you go here, you go
here. I see.
You know, it's the first year of coaches pitching. They call that coach pitch?
Coach pitch, yeah.
Yeah.
It really changes when the kids start pitching.
Because they're throwing strikes and the games move at a rapid pace. I don't understand.
That's when it really, if it hasn't hit you before in baseball, that's when it hits you. It's all about the pitcher. Baseball is all about the pitcher. The whole game hinges on how good that guy can pitch.
And if he can't throw strikes, you're there for 6-7 hours?
Yeah, and you get an umpire that wants to call the Major League strike zone he sees on Cardinal games, you're doomed. Just absolutely doomed. I thought they should have machine pitch a little longer. Because then people can hit it, and you get to field the ball, you get to run the bases, and as opposed to just a walk fest. But that's a completely different topic. You go ahead.
Why in the hell are we talking about Steve the hot dog guy randomly? Mm. Can't Timmy get through one damn live read? It's from Big Tuff.
I don't know, Tuff, were you listening to the live spot? Because one of the free things you can get at Ted Drew's is Steve's hot dogs.
That's so a fact.
Mentioned, you dumbass.
Ah, come on now. You've been awfully angry today.
Well, don't listen. If you're going to trash me on something, listen to what we're talking about before you say, what has he got to do with anything?
Oh.
And Steve Ewing is a nice guy, so I wanted to shout him out. Is that okay with you?
Big Tough, the action's back on you. Call in. And also a tribute to the Plowhawk. I mean, you only have 5.5 more hours with the man. 636-9004-TMA. Callier and Thompson phone lines. 636-9004-TMA. Text in the Jeff Lottman Compass Realty. Text inbox 314-881-TMA5. And then email in for our Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. And we're heading down the stretch here, Doug. We have a three-way tie with Tilly and Gus Grundlehort, Shooter McGavin, and the JV golf coach. Buck Swope's just a goal back. The Coalition's just a goal back. And lefty Jack Smear, Kevin Miller, Cucky the Dwarf, and Bobby Sue all have wins in the month of April. And you can be our TMA Lister of the Month, presented to you by Milagro Tequila. Welcome to a brighter side of tequila with Milagro by going to TMASTL.com. And you can maintain your anonymity, which Doug supports.
No, you do not. I do not.
By going to TMASTL.com and just entering your nom de plume, your fake name. And then you can still win this thing. And if you're a female, you become like 99% sure to win. Milagro Tequila, listener of the month, TMASTL.com. Okay. Think about it.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Doug, article in the Post-Dispatch today following the Cardinals' comeback victory over Jordan Montgomery and the Diamondbacks to win the series is the following. Coming off their first losing season since 2007, the Cardinals are seeing a rare downturn in fan interest as evidenced by both attendance and ticket resale data. Earlier this month, at the completion of the season's first homestand, the Cardinals averaged a five-game average attendance of 34,909, which covered all games on that homestand after the home opener. That's the lowest five-game average attendance at Busch since 2012. Compared with the same period of the start of the year, more than 5,000 fewer tickets were sold per game for each of those five games after the opener, and that's a 12.9% drop on average per game. To start the year, the Cardinals reported a sellout crowd of 47,000 on opening day and hit the 40,000 mark three more times within the first 12 games. Last year, there were six crowds of 40,000 or more in the season's first 12 games. Thanks to a bit of a rebound in attendance during the season's just-ended second homestand, the Cardinals are averaging an announced crowd of about 2,700 fewer fans than last year's first 12 games. Announced attendance means the number of tickets sold, not the number of fans who pass through the turnstiles. The number of tickets scanned is not normally released. That's an important little fun fact. And can be far lower, especially in the case of foul weather or a rescheduled game. Here are some notable attendance numbers for the 2024 Cardinals at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals beat the Phillies on April 9th before the lowest attended night game crowd in the history of the current Busch Stadium. It was 31,972. These exclude the pandemic-impacted 2020 and 2021 seasons. The next day's game had an attendance of 33,104, and that was the eighth lowest for a day game, but far fewer were actually present that soggy afternoon. And four of the 10 least attended night games in the stadium's history, and it opened in 2006, have come already this season. So there is the data through the Cardinals, and I think they've played 12 home games at the moment.
I don't know if it's in that article, but
crowdsourcing season.
Do we know if the 12 games this year compared to last year, how many were weekend games and how many weren't?
I guess I could just do it from memory.
Because the weekend games are giveaways, and you're going to get your 40-something thousand.
They have had a total of four, two against the Marlins, two against the Brewers weekend games this year. I cannot speak to last year's. The 2023 schedule is available, but you have to request it from the government. And they get it to you in 3 to 5 days.
I just asked.
Freedom of information.
That's FOI, Doug.
I just asked if it was in the article. I wasn't going to look it up.
No, wouldn't like expect that. You to.
Well, if it's not in the article, that's something important. Because what if they
Look it up.
What if they had 8 weekend games last year and,
get on your phone
and only 4
and
this year? Well, obviously the number's going to be lower.
Turn down the audio and get on your phone and look up the 2023 schedule.
I'm seeing a lot of Cardinal stands trying to defend the low attendance numbers. And I need to ask you, boys, is kids being in school really add another 10 or 12,000 into the crowd?
I wouldn't say 10 or 12,000. It's a factor. But, again, you have apples-to-apples data going back to 2006, and these are still some of the lowest. Ticket resale data also indicates reduced fan interest. If season ticket holders are selling, fans are not buying, at least at the rate they did last season. And comparing the season opening homestands in 2024 versus 2023, far fewer tickets have been resold on the secondary market and for less money. The two seasons are easy to compare as both home openers fell on a Thursday. So therefore, Iggy, we know there are at least two weekend games.
Five total. To this point last year.
Oh, so if you count Fridays, then?
Yes.
Okay, you count Friday nights. Mm-hmm. So then that means then there have been?
Five,
because Friday was, okay. Friday was an off day with the home opener being on a Thursday. The two seasons are easy to compare as both home openers fell on a Thursday. Then the team played five more home games. SeatData.io tracks ticket sales across major ticket resale platforms. According to this data, for the season opening homestand, 20,446 tickets were sold in 2023. 20,000. 5,563 tickets were sold in 2024. That is precipitous. Doug, that is, I know you don't like that word.
Precipitous.
That is big.
Big's better. It's more in my wheelhouse.
Another indication that tickets were going for less money in the five games after the home opener, 10% of the tickets resold went for less than $10. That figure was just 4.1% for the corresponding games at the start of last season. So that also has upped. The trend continued into the second homestand both this year and last. The Cardinals hosted Arizona for a night game on the Redbirds' second home Tuesday of the year. Last year, 1,522 tickets sold on the resale platform. This year, it was just 588. That is precipitous.
It's big.
Huge.
They mentioned weather could be to blame for some of the decline in interest between the home opener being one of the colder ones in recent history, as well as the rain-soaked game on April 10th and heavy rain before this past Tuesday's game. Conditions have not always been perfect, but even beyond attendance and ticket sales, the team's home opener saw significant television rating declines, resulting in the lowest rating for a home opener since 2001. How about that?
Yeah.
Attendance is generally seen as a lagging indicator of fan interest, but the downturn in the secondary market demand continues a trend seen last season. The Cardinals have 69 home games left and plenty of time left to win fans over, but it may take some time and sustained success to turn things around. For now, many are happy to take advantage of the bargains. Quote, the only good thing about bad baseball is cheap tickets, and there are plenty of them. That's from Terry Ness of Richmond Heights Wednesday outside of Busch Stadium before a game.
Well, he knows a bargain.
Terry does.
Yeah, when he sees it, yeah, he'll jump on it.
There is your data for the Cardinal season. So, my summary on this is the Cardinals are not necessarily dealing with as much anger as they are now starting to deal with apathy, and apathy is greater than anger. Kind of goes to my radio/podcasting observation. You'd rather experience hatred than no one saying anything at all.
Yeah, that was Howard Cosell's theory as a broadcaster. Love me or hate me, just don't be indifferent.
Yeah.
Just as long as you know who
I am.
And
Cardinal fans are starting to become indifferent.
Yeah, and the weather has really been pretty good this spring. It's not like that's held people back. But there are some other factors. Well, the dominant factor is the team isn't very good.
It's not fun to watch.
They're not very exciting. They don't really have a superstar that draws people in. The other factors are St. Louis has gained an image of being unsafe. So for some people, they just don't want to go downtown anymore. Also, inflation has been skyrocketing. I heard on the news today that groceries are up 25% in the last 4 years. There's some people hurting that don't maybe necessarily have that disposable income that they once had. They've also jacked up prices for things like parking. It's $30 or $40 to park. You couple that with a bad team, and a lot of people are just saying, no, thank you.
It's not winning and losing, because when I go to a Cardinal game, I could care less who ended up coming out on top. I do care about the entertainment, you know, on the field. I care about the product on the field. And yeah, the way they lose, and even sometimes the way they win games, it's so utterly boring. I just to go back to, there's just no personality. It's just guys just kind of half jogging into the infield, out to the outfield. Yeah. You know, they get a home run, a little slap, there's no real personalities. And that's not their fault, but for
new
me,
part,
it's an entertainment. I think I'm with you. He was the one that came to mind as the most potential entertaining player.
He's got a little sparkle to him.
With
or without the pepper shaker.
St. Louis has ruined another major sports team. Move them to Nashville and bring in the Memphis Redbirds. This city loves supporting minor league sports.
Oh, that's not fair.
That's from Scooter, and that would not play well on Balloon Party, I can tell you that.
I agree with the numbers as far as in the stadium. I wouldn't put any stock in TV ratings, because a lot of people are getting rid of cable, they're getting streaming, and they're fed up with Bailey. So
I think you're right on the fed up. I think people are starting to get just annoyed with the process of watching a lower tier baseball team pretty much now.
May I crowdsource a question real briefly? Doug, are you going to give me permission?
I don't like the term crowdsource, but you can go ahead.
So I switched internet providers and already have gone with a different one, and so far, glorious. But I went to go watch the Cardinals yesterday in the afternoon while working in my basement. I thought, oh, you know, I'll work and I'll watch the Cardinal game. Montgomery's pitching. Kyle Gibson already navigating some early trouble as the Diamondbacks couldn't convert on many opportunities against the former Oriole hurler. And so I go to click on it, and it says I need to access it with my Spectrum account.
Oh, geez.
So now I'm an AT&T fiber customer. Per the recommendation of the listeners who are on the TMA fan page on Facebook, and a number of other people who then contacted me and said it is absolutely the best. So I made the switch, but now I'm not a Spectrum Internet customer. Am I not able to get Spectrum cable without being a Spectrum Internet customer? Is that, and some people
you
say, of course you would
think that you have to bundle
I
that.
I would think so. Why would they like not want the dollars?
I don't know, but it's also complicated and stupid and frustrating that, I don't know, it's just easier not to watch. That's the easy solution. Don't watch.
If I didn't have this as a career, I would just move on. I really would.
Yeah.
I'd actually get it for October for the Blues.
One reason I was kind of excited about having Spectrum is I thought when I had my phone, if I wasn't at home, like, you know, out somewhere else in a park doing something else, I could grab my phone and catch the Cardinal game on my phone. That doesn't work either. You got to be at home. Well, if I'm home, I've already got a TV there.
Somebody said Fubo TV and Max, that's all you need. That's Chuck. Is that, do you pronounce it Shoopy or Scoop?
I've always said Scoop, and he's I call him Scooper, War Scoop.
He's in the YouTube chat.
Is Fubo free? Because I have a Fubo app on my smart TV, but I don't know if it's free because I never downloaded it.
It's not.
It's not?
No.
Yeah, I wonder why it's on my TV.
Well, it might be an app available. The app itself doesn't cost any money to download. But
to
the
activate
service,
it.
For the service itself, if you want to become a customer, a subscriber, you would need to pay.
Okay.
Service me with your mouth. Think about that.
I'm not going to think
about
that.
I've got enough streaming. I got enough apps on my TV now.
How many different apps are there that want you to get your TV through them?
What?
I don't understand all the, do I want Roku or Fubo or Google or
Roku and
YouTube?
Fubo.
I've got Sling on my TV, too. I've never activated that.
That Fubo is the bomb. Chuck Scoopy is on point. That's from Joan Jett's Groping Hand.
Okay. The problem is once you find one that's on point, it becomes popular, and then the price increases. And then the price increases. And
right.
Then you look for another one. Mm-hmm. You find a honey hole with something like $2, $3, $5 a month.
So then I get
become popular. And then
so I get rid of Spectrum Cable as well and then just go with Fubo?
Yeah, because I think you could get rid of Spectrum and theoretically get rid of YouTube TV as well, because they have right. It's like YouTube TV, but it has Bally's.
Yeah, the amount of time I watch YouTube TV is almost negligible too. As much as I love the, Doug, I describe it user-friendly interface.
Okay, I don't like that kind of talk.
I pretty much watch it just for golf.
But I'd be able to watch golf on Fubo, right?
Yeah, they have local channels, ESPN, Fox Sports, Bally's. Seems like
Fubo does not have TBS or TNT.
Okay, so you'd miss out on some hockey.
It's always something.
I know. DirecTV Stream is another option that carries Bally's, and AT&T and DirecTV are now together. This is so, isn't this just absurd?
I just want to hit three buttons. I want to hit on, off, turn the channel, raise the volume up or down. That's the only channels I ever want to hit. And yet, I need two remotes, and I have to hit 10 buttons
they
to get to anywhere.
They ruin it, man.
Listening to Iggy's like listening to my mother-in-law. Dude, we are here to answer stupid questions.
Oh.
Just Google it.
Gosh.
From the 215.
What was the question that I asked? I mean,
I think you were asking about Fubo
it's
app.
It's Google free, I think.
Oh, why would
it's
I
Google?
Why would I Google it? I just asked a question, and Jackson answered it.
Crowdsourcing season. Yeah. Jackson, the
Jackson
title
answered
of the
it.
Crowdsourcing season.
It's not free. Why
Speaking
would I
of mother-in-laws, by the way. I got this text last night from my mother-in-law. Hey, Tim, please give my best wishes to Plowboy. I'll miss him on the show, especially his laugh. I looked forward to hearing what breakfast snacks he was eating on a daily basis, mm-hmm. and he is certainly included in some good spring training memories. Good luck to Darren and Madison. How about that from my
See,
mother-in-law?
See, they are. We've talked about this several times. Your in-laws are wonderful.
They are
amazing people.
They truly are, Plowock.
And I remember vividly, she has a core memory for me because it was when we were flying. It was our first year in spring training, and we overdid it at Publix. I think I bought like 8 Lunchables and like a frozen pizza for some
reason. And
you
ate them off the comforter, I believe.
Yes, I did. Nice. But we had leftover food, and I do believe your in-laws were staying at your place in Florida at the time. And so before we flew out, I carry this big bag of just childish crap. I mean, there's like candy, and they were nice enough to act like they were super interested in taking the food, although I would assume none of it was eaten. But I remember dropping off food right before a flight home, and they are great people. Met them several times since, but I remember the first interaction I had with them with me dropping off Lunchables and frozen pizzas.
Was that the same trip where Joe Rod walked around with sand on his feet and he was topless in Tim's house.
Yep. Got sand all over my son's little play.
I think that was Joe Rod's rock bottom.
Off his sea cups all over my son's.
But what I think that video did was get Joe Rod into shape, similar to what the cummerbund did with Jackson.
Really?
I think Joe Rod immediately after that trip started doing more runs, getting in better shape, eating healthier. Mm-hmm. And I think it was busting out the NERPs and having sand fall out from underneath the crevice.
Oh!
I think that's what does. And sometimes you need to, you know, look at yourself like that. Like, Jackson looks like a great. I didn't even know he needed to lose weight at the Jamaica trip, honestly.
He was a little doughy.
I didn't see it.
I didn't think of it either. I didn't think of it either. But there was something about popping up on Lisa Ann's stream while drinking a boat drink after a big win over Iowa State that changed his life.
Yeah.
It just take that one little moment.
Punch the ticket.
Do you think you would have this love of your life in your life had you not been drinking that boat drink that day and seen the image?
I think probably boat drink or not. Still probably, but you never know. Butterfly effect, what could happen?
Butterfly effect. You like that? I like
No,
that
what's
part.
The butterfly effect?
So it's like always a thing in time travel movies and TV where, like, if you go back in time and change one little thing, it could completely change the course of history.
What's it have to do with a butterfly?
It's like the flap of a butterfly's wings. I'm not sure the exact reason why it's called
it. What do you think causes hurricanes, Doug?
Hurricanes?
Butterfly wings.
Nice.
Is that part of a song?
I beg your pardon?
You get enough butterflies and they're flapping their wings, that has to do something with weather.
Is that a new report?
Are you telling me butterflies cause hurricanes?
But wouldn't, like, the zoo has, like, a butterfly-like area? Wouldn't they just, like, start making, like, little...
Hurricanes?
Well, it depends how many.
One guy's name is going on.
You can't be serious.
There could be six in Australia that...
No, the hurricanes start in Africa, up the west coast of Africa.
It goes all the way around.
The answer is no.
Of course it's no.
I just read where
butterfly. You read somewhere where butterflies start hurricanes?
Butterflies flapping their wings affect the weather.
It is impossible in practice to cause hurricane by training butterflies. That's the second link.
That's Google the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of stupid, too. But Jackson just said how things affect the outcome.
It's just a concept. It's not actually about butterflies.
But the reason they call it the butterfly effect...
Nothing really to do with butterflies.
Why would they name it the butterfly effect?
It's about the flap of a butterfly's wing.
That's what I said. It affects the weather.
You could play this in prison. Nonsense.
No, it doesn't affect the weather.
This is like a torture technique. You could just play this on a loop.
Go and start reading the text. Tell me to shut up.
No, I think you're good.
Is this dumbass talking about the butterfly effect? That's from Greg Oden Stovepipe. Dumb dumb time is now upon us. That's from Jonathan Titsworthy. Why are we listening to him? That's from War Gerbil. Can someone fat shame me? My wife tries, but kind of like Iggy, I just listen to every other thought and still get the gist of what she is saying. That's from Chairman Steve in Wildwood. This is a bit, a very bad bit. I'm fat because of butterflies. That's from the 636. Everyone knows Hurricane Katrina was started by butterflies at the zoo in Miami. And Gatesworth them! Holy F! That's from Jackson's favorite texter, Eric, in the Central West End.
I had to have been Googled before because they wouldn't have the links I just looked at.
That was about 50% of the text. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something I saw. I didn't make it up.
That butterflies start hurricanes?
It could have been wrong. It could have been somebody having fun, but I read it. And the guy said he was a scientist.
Doug, get some work in. Producer Joe is listening to the show, and he just wrote, oh, my, and then the F word, and I just can't read it.
What up, Kamish?
What up, Kamish? Plowk, you're going to stay in the Fantasy League, right? Even when you leave the show.
100%. I love that league.
Because Chuckles left the Fantasy League after we left KFNS. And when I saw him on Saturday, I said, hey, it's funny. I'm looking. Because when I was walking to the tee box, killing time, I started looking at my fantasy roster. And I go, I'm looking at fantasy pickups right now. You ought to get back in the league. And he goes, it's the same group. And I said, for the most part, Iggy's still not allowed. And Joe's still the commissioner.
I love the league, so I'm definitely never leaving that one. It's a perfect – I like 16. Mm-hmm. It makes it a challenge. I do like challenges. You have to always keep up on the waiver wire. I love the group, so, yeah, I have no issues.
Are you going to fall off, though, because you won't be getting up at 3 in the morning anymore?
I may fall off in terms of picking up those nice little sneaky Martin Perez Pittsburgh 11:30 a.m.
Oh,
starts.
He's a member of the Seaman.
I shouldn't have dropped him, but I needed a bat. Yeah. So, nonetheless. Yeah, that was the great thing about these hours was I was
fantasy
the
baseball
first one. If somebody needed pitching, they knew they were screwed because I was kicking them up hard.
I wish now I had drafted Mike Trout. He lasted a long time in our league. He's got 10 home runs, leads the major leagues in home runs.
And he looks like he's just absolutely still in his prime.
Yeah.
Just barely swinging and going 450 feet. But nothing will change outside of me obviously not being on the show, but I still want to participate and have fun as much as I can. And obviously,
sounds like
you're
having second thoughts about leaving.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. I think you'll
definitely
be here on
not.
Monday.
No.
Yeah, Doug, I'll see you on Monday. I'll bring donuts.
That'd be nice.
Caller Ellen wants to, she's on the line?
Oh, no, she's off.
Oh, she said, I'm jumping off the line. So I guess she was on hold. I'm sorry. So I can get ready for work. All the best, Madison and Darren. So I guess she wanted to extend that on the call.
I love Caller Ellen. Again, she's been around in terms of listening for, we were at 920 when I first met her.
Oh, is that right? Really?
Yeah. In the back
goes back, Doug, that was, what was that? Was that August 2013?
Yep.
I don't know the years, Tim.
About August, July 2016, I think, if memory serves.
As we went to Hampton, though, right?
Let me tell you something. I would have 10 more years on my life if we could have stayed at 920.
Man, I love that place. I did. I like the...
But you know what, Doug? You know what they say?
What?
Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
Yes.
And when you double the price on the hours, eventually, I have to say, I'm going to execute my... my 30-day out, and I wish you the best of luck. Huh?
That's what you told him.
In that exact...
Very dramatic.
And I'm sure Bert goes, what'd you say?
You know, the first
okay.
time I met...
I'm okay. a multimillionaire. That's fine. Please don't piss in the bathroom on the floor.
First time I met LZ was until 2020.
Really?
Yeah. Then I saw her after that because she brought a guest in one day. But, yeah, I was bitching on the air, but they cut our salary during COVID. More than others, and I was just complaining that I said, I don't know, how can they do this? And Elsie, I caught her. She was trying to do it incognito and do it quickly before the break, And I came out during the break, and I caught her putting a bunch of gift cards on my car.
How about that? What a kind gesture.
It was very kind. She goes, I know you're losing money, so I have a bunch of these laying around here. She goes, I tried to do it before you came out. I don't want you to know it was me, but...
Well, how great is that?
I still remember that.
Huh. And you've always kind of wanted to have a lunch date with...
Yeah, lunch those. Date. Lunch date.
Not a date. I mean, I'd have lunch with... LZ if she wanted to.
Sure. Or,
oh, I want to call
it a date.
Duh.
I think there's a potential that there could be some.
No.
Something
she has
there.
No interest in me.
Oh.
Hey, Tim, you can have my Bailey's login if I can have that ass. Smith 3 and 4. Yeah, send a pic. Thanks for letting Tim finish this bit before you hijacked it, Ken. That's from Brian Henschen.
Shut up.
And he is, he is listening from Detroit. Doug, what are the Colts going to do, you think?
They'll get a player that they really like.
Yeah, I'm sure he's in Detroit.
The draft is tonight, right? First round?
Yeah, that just shows what we've got going on here. Mm-hmm. I turned on SportsCenter this morning. I'm like, I want to see what happened, in particular in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Wanted to make sure I lost my bets from Jackson. I guess because the Heat rained threes on the Celtics last night, the over covered. Is that accurate, Jackson?
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah. Either way, I'm like, okay, I want to watch the highlights of the NBA and the NHL games. And it was like the first 15 minutes was all about the draft. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's tonight. And that's just where we are now.
It used to be such a big moment.
Yep.
You see, Vegas has gone to Dallas and beaten the Stars twice. Vegas
I
just
know.
Barely got in the playoffs.
You know, there's Bruce Cassidy and Alex Pietrangelo. We know him from 5 years ago in the Stanley Cup Finals. Yeah. Working together, looking to shock the world and maybe repeat and lift that chalice again on the Strip.
That's what we were thinking about the Blues. If you just get in, you got a shot. If you can just get hot, you can win this baby. That's what they're saying in Vegas, right?
Well, I'm sure they wish they had Torrey Krug instead of Alex Pietrangelo.
Yeah, bad on them.
They screwed up.
Thank you.
The trade still can happen. They do a straight-up swap.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they looked really good last night in Dallas.
Look at you watching the Stars in VGK.
I watched some of it, not the whole thing, but some of it.
OT for the Kings and Oilers.
Yeah.
That was a win for the Kings, so that's 1-1 going in Southern California. But, yeah, Dallas... Top team in the West, right? Top team in the West. Yeah, because Vegas was 8.
Lost the first two at home.
And the Rangers won the President's Trophy.
Have you ever heard of the LTIR, the long-term IR that hockey has an issue with?
That has been manipulated, and VGK was like the top manipulator of it.
So Stone makes $9.8 million, and they put him on the IR, I think, in February. But with the long-term IR, you can use his cap hit to sign and trade other players and not get over the cap. So you basically have $9.8 million to trade for Thomas Hurdle, which they did, and he's worth like $6.8 million. And you can enter the playoffs and bring the guy from long-term IR back onto the playoffs.
And it doesn't count.
And it doesn't affect the salary cap. And then Mark Stone and the Vegas Golden Knights have done it 3 years in a row. And I find that, one, super smart and savvy.
But they
and
were
two,
pretty
the
close,
dumbest rule on the planet.
They were pretty close to not making the playoffs at all. To say that they
just
would have
to
done
do
this...
That,
on purpose,
yeah.
Maybe if you got a big lead and you know you're going to get in the playoffs, you rest one of your high-priced players, tell them, take a month off, we're going to trade for some other guys, and then we'll bring you back for the playoffs. But when you barely get in the playoffs, that's probably not why you're
doing it. But a ruptured spleen happened to heal just in time for game one is very, you know, it's not like the playoffs start a month after the regular season.
Yeah.
You tell me he couldn't play 3 days ago, but he could play now? I just think it's all weird, but again, for Vegas, that's so smart to utilize that kind of loophole.
Yeah.
So you can basically have $9.8 million of extra players in the cap on the in your playoff roster, and it doesn't affect anything.
Yeah, if the timing works out for you, it's a big advantage.
The way the Leafs and Bruins are beating the F out of each other, I don't know. I don't think whoever comes out of that can go all the way. Holy S, that's from Chairman Steve in Wildwood.
Yeah, Sean, that is intense.
Sean
Keefe
was talking about how Marchand is manipulating the system. He's always popular for the opposition.
The rat.
During the postseason.
The rat.
Mm-hmm. Used to be Mike Ricci. Remember him?
Yeah, good looking guy.
Sharks.
Bored.
Yeah, that's a hell of a series, too. Boston went in and won that one. So, Jackson, you gave over 5.5 on that. That covered. And that was 1-1 going into the third, I think.
Yeah, I didn't think that one was going to go over, but it did. But, yeah, the Heat just absolutely raining it down from three-point range. Was not in my bingo card. So
you probably like the Celtics to sweep that series.
Yeah, they were heavy. Like, they were like minus 150 to sweep that series. So, but that's why Eric Spoelstra is one of the highest-paid coaches in American sports.
What's he make?
So I think Andy Reid just topped him, but he signed like an $80 million contract.
Oh, gosh. So Andy Reid is now the highest paid coach?
Uh-huh. And a top. Doug, family golf. Get your work in. It's time. I was there last night.
Were you?
Just trying. I don't know. I'm not right now. I would describe myself as not in form.
Why is that? Finger issue?
It's got none of that. I'm kind of in the spot of just not compressing the ball, so I'm working on changing my swing. Do you describe this wrist as supine?
I don't.
That's how
no.
You're actually supposed
looks
to.
Like it's curved.
Yeah, but supine. You're right.
Yeah.
So just kind of in the middle of a swing change, and I just don't. I'll be real transparent with the audience. I don't like my chances on Sunday against that Pope. Furthermore, I might just have to bolt around the 14th hole.
Right.
So you got that issue going as well. But go out to Family Golf and get some work in. That short game area is your friend. Family Golf and Learning Center is a premier golfing facility for all abilities and ages, and it provides a friendly and encouraging practice experience for the individual or the family. The player development includes monthly clinics, adult clinics, summer camps, fundamentals, learn to play, and accelerated golf camps, plus all kinds of private instruction. One of my sons gets lessons at Family Golf. Family Golf is having all kinds of events for younger people over the summer, and that includes leagues. And there is a deadline of May 1st for those. Call now or go online to register your junior golfer now, familygolfonline.com. Plus club fitting. Get fit for a new set of clubs this year, single club as well as full bag fittings. Family Golf, we make St. Louis better at golf. Learn, practice, play your best golf. FamilyGolfOnline.com. Doug, tell people who the title of our phone line sponsorship is. And I think I got it as Callier and Thompson.
That's who it is. It's Callier and Thompson. Let them make your home a showplace. Maybe your house is looking a little dated. Maybe you're thinking, well, should we move? Well, you probably don't have to. Callier and Thompson can come in and fix anything that's bothering you, especially the kitchens and bathrooms. That's their specialty. But they'll do all areas of your house, like the basement, the man cave, you need a new bar, or wine room, fireplace, walls, office, new office, you name it. They're good at removing walls to open up first floors of people's homes. And they have a commitment to quality. They don't just do a shishawala job. They do a top-of-the-line job. This is not low-end, not the most expensive in town, but they are certainly quality. They have a commitment to quality. When they do a room, it stays done.
Nice, I like
that. They've redone some kitchens and bathrooms. You think you're in the Ritz Hotel. I mean, they've really got some great stuff. Service and quality is their number one priority. Also, if they did a job at your home 10 years or so ago and you've got a problem now, you just call the service manager, Matthew, and he'll come out with an appliance installer if they need that too, and they'll go back and help and make it right. Collier and Thompson is on Manchester and Baldwin next to Uncle Bill's Pancake House. The owners there, Carolyn Beard and Bob Strati, have both been there for more than 20 years now. They are just experts at what they do. They can get you taken care of. Go visit the showroom. They got more than 20 kitchen displays alone to look at, more than 10,000 square feet in that showroom. You'll get some great ideas on how to help your house. Collier and Thompson, come home to quality. Online at CallierandThompson.com.
There it is, Callier and Thompson, phone line sponsor. You want to call in with your tributes to the Plowhawk? 636-9004-TMA. That's 636-9004-TMA. We close out our Mungenass St. Louis Acura, Mungenass Burkhart, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. Send your emails in for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. Compete to be the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month. Go to TMASTL.com. Takes you about 10 seconds, and you can keep your anonymity to be the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month. TMASTL.com. This is the Morning After, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.